Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus asks his disciples a simple question. He says, "Who do people say that I am?" That's still a good question for us. Who do people say that Jesus is today? Some say that Jesus was a profound moral teacher. That seems like it's an acceptable thing to say in our society, in most people's eyes anyway. It's not very dangerous, not too offensive. Like Aristotle or Gandhi, he's seen as a guru of life lessons. Others say he was a good man, just a good man, but he is a nice example for us to follow. But what about you? Among the people you talk to, who do they say Jesus is? What do your family members say about Jesus? What do your friends say, your coworkers? What do you say about Jesus? Do you ever talk to any of these people about Jesus? You see, the most frequent opportunities that we have to talk about Jesus is in the midst of our daily vocations, in our homes, communities, places of work. So I want to encourage you, and I want to challenge you, to talk about Jesus in your vocations. But before you do, who do you say that Jesus is? In our society today, there are three basic categories of how people label Jesus. And they can be summed up with three simple words. He's a liar, a lunatic, or Lord. To be sure, some people hold that Jesus was a liar, that he never did do or could do half the things that he claimed. Now, this shouldn't surprise us, really, because the world wants nothing more than to reject Jesus as Lord. In fact, the devil and the world want nothing more than to discredit Christians, to discredit you, each of you, and therefore to destroy Christianity and to destroy your faith. So if Jesus was called a liar, you can bet that you and I are going to be called liars too. And to be sure, to be called a liar or harassed because you're a Christian, or being a pastor for that matter, is certainly not fun. In fact, recent accusations and lies and threats towards me and my family by someone outside the congregation has brought this front and center in our lives. You see, that's just like the devil, isn't it? He wants to destroy God's church, to get people like you and me to reject Jesus and his word. And in order to try and destroy God's church, who do you think the devil is going to attack first and attack hardest? Pastors of God's flock, of course. Because if Satan can use someone to question a pastor's integrity or find some way to destroy a pastor's reputation and bring a pastor down, well, it's a whole lot easier to bring down a whole congregation and scatter the flock. But friends, I'm here to tell you on this day, I'm here to say along with the Apostle Peter and each of you that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And no accusations, no lies, and no persecution will ever make me change that confession of faith. Because you see, here's the good news amid all of the lies and slander of this world. No matter what happens to me or Christians around the world, Jesus makes a triumphant declaration to give us some courage to live by. He said it to Peter, and so he says it to each of us. On this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. On this rock, the confession of faith that Jesus is the Christ, that's what he'll build his church upon. And the gates of hell will not prevail, he says. And you see, these are some comforting words for people who are harassed and hard-pressed by the sin and the evil in this world. But of course, Calling Jesus a liar is not the only attack that's made against him or his church. Others say that Jesus was a lunatic. They claim Jesus did things that only a crazy man would. This shouldn't surprise us either, really. I've been called a lunatic for believing what I do about Jesus and his word. Perhaps you have too. People say, you believe that you should love your enemies? You believe that you should pray for those who persecute you? You believe that you're a sinner and willing to admit it? You believe in this resurrection of the body and this life everlasting? You're a lunatic. But just as Jesus was called a lunatic, it shouldn't surprise us then when we might be called a lunatic. Yet the truth will always prevail in the end. Just as Jesus prevailed over sin, over death, when he walked out of that tomb alive on Easter morning. You see, that's why we believe that Jesus is Lord. He's the one who came to take away the sins of the world, and that's the message that we want to get out into this world. Yet people often wonder why the church is shrinking today. Perhaps it's because so many are confused or uncertain about who Jesus is and what he actually came to do. You see, the truth is, Jesus is more than just a moral teacher or a mystical guru. He's more than a VeggieTales video. He is the Son of God who is God, and yet let himself be crucified for your sins and mine. Truth is, people don't need another self-help guru. They don't need another moral master. They need Jesus. Therefore, you and they need pastors who will give you Jesus. They need neighbors who will proclaim Jesus. They need family members who will speak of Jesus. Of course, yes, Jesus was a great moral teacher, but he is far more than that. Yes, he wants you to live right, to be honest, to obey the commandments, to love your neighbor, and as hard as it can be, to love even your enemies. Right now, I know how hard that can be. But you see, Jesus is more than just a moral teacher. He is also, as Peter says, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that means he is the one who loves you and will always love you. He is the one who suffered your death on the cross for you and for your enemies too. And the one who right here today wraps you in his love and feeds you his forgiveness. So perhaps dying for the sin of others seems ludicrous to some. But you see, he did it to show you and everyone on the face of this planet how high, how wide, and how deep his love is for you. And then to triumphantly rise from the dead, to bring you forgiveness, to give you hope and the promise of life everlasting. This is the truth that we believe, that we teach, that we confess. And this is the truth that we stand upon. So I'll say it again, no matter what we are called, be it a liar, be it a lunatic, Jesus declares the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. You see, that brings us then to that last category, that last label that people give to Jesus. Some say he's a liar, others say he's a lunatic, but then finally, many like you and me confess that he is Lord. In fact, in the end of all things, the end of time, when Jesus returns, Scripture says every knee will bow and every mouth confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is what Peter declared about him, and this is what you and I confess about him. Jesus asks, "Who do people say that I am?" And we declare, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." He is the Lord of our lives and the Lord of the church. Therefore, friends, stand firm in your faith, come what may. whether you're called a liar or a lunatic or something else, know that the Lord Jesus Christ is always in your corner fighting the devil with his ruthless lies, with the way, the truth, and the life of his powerful Holy Spirit and his almighty word. Jesus says, "Who do people say that I am?" And we confess, "He is Lord." It's one simple word, but it's a powerful word. And this little word, Lord, simply means the same as Redeemer. That through his death and resurrection, Jesus has brought you back from the devil to God, from death to life, from sin to righteousness, and he keeps you there. This is the promise that he gives you right here, right now. You see, whether in this congregation, in our homes, in our schools, in our community, or in our daily vocations, we believe, we teach, and we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of the world. Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" In a world full of voices shouting, "Liar" and "Lunatic," we stand upon the unequivocal truth that Jesus Christ is Lord. In his name, amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds and keep them strong in that faith of our Savior Jesus Christ to life everlasting. Amen.